Chapter 3. Scarrato. DV minus 90 days. Listening to the transmission from the Avenger, Sukunu's eyes widened with surprise. He'd been expecting a quiet few hours on watch. The command chamber they had established adjoining the ancient palace of the planetary overlord was little more than a communications relay station, hooked into the sensors and vox suites aboard the Avenger in orbit. The battle barge's systems were more powerful than anything they had access to on the surface.
"Does the Primarch know of this?" the commander replied over the comm system.
"I informed him just before I sent you word, Commander," said Controller Afrenia. Her aging face was stern on the flickering display. "He informed me that, as Officer of the Watch, you would deal with the matter appropriately." Sukuna was not sure if that was praise or a test.
"And this signal originated from a scow breaking warp 2 days ago?"
"As I reported, Commander," Afrenia said patiently. "Crypto detection matrices confirm that it is one of the old Legion ciphers." This in itself meant nothing. The enemy would have had plenty of time to break an opposing Legion's security protocol. What confused Sukunu was why anyone would think broadcasting an outdated Raven Guard code would forestall suspicion.
"Any other identifiers?" he asked.
"Nothing else, but the ship is too far out for meaningful Vox traffic, Commander," said the controller. "Any message would still not arrive for several more hours."
"Dispatch Fearless to investigate. The ship is to be treated as hostile until proven otherwise."
"I understand, Commander. Full fleet security measures have been implemented." Afrenia leaned closer to the vid capture, her voice dropping to a whisper.
"Do you really think it could be more survivors from Istvan? It seems unlikely."
"I don't know," admitted Sukunu.
He shook his head.
"The sheer implausibility makes it a poor subterfuge. I cannot imagine what a force of traitors would think they could achieve with outdated transmissions and a half-crippled scow."
"My thoughts too, Commander. The code is a personal signal for Gerith Arendi."
"Arendi?"
Sukunu had thought his surprise at the day's events could not have increased, but this revelation sparked even more confusion.
"He led the Primarch's guard, the Shadow Wardens."
"I know, Commander. Gerith was never more than arm's reach from Lord Korax, if possible. If anyone would fight their way across half the galaxy to rejoin the Primarch, it would be him."
"That was before Istvan. A lot has changed since then."
Korax's command had almost been a roar, ordering the Shadow Wardens away. A lone eye watched from the back of his jet bike as Arendi flinched from his master. Korax left them then, his flight pack taking him into the blood-red clouds above the Urgal Depression, seeking the traitor Lorgar, whose warriors were cleaving into the Raven Guard flank, attacking, getting pushed back, and then attacking again with brutal purpose, like a warped blade repeatedly hacking into flesh. Arendi had tried to follow Korax, leading his men forward with bounds of their jump packs, but the Raven Lord's wings swept him out of reach and the twisted monsters of the Wordbearers intervened. Alonai was too occupied with the breakout to keep track of the Shadow Wardens. He was needed elsewhere and only returned with his squadron nearly 20 minutes later, having cut a breach through the Iron Warriors' cannons and tanks up on the ridge. Of the 300 Raven Guard Alonai had led up the hill, 22 remained. The Shadow Wardens had fared even worse. The fighting moved on, leaving piles of dismembered and wounded legionaries in its wake. Alonai looked at the carnage and knew, logically, that some of the warriors lying there in mangled warplate might still be alive. In his heart, he did not believe it was true. Lieutenant Karakun was requesting urgent reinforcements at the lead point of the Sector 4 breakout. Korax was withdrawing in a Thunderhawk, and it was up to every company and squad to see to their own exit. Others would have died if Alonai had tarried. He had given the dead not a second glance as he angled his jet bike away and soared back up the ridge.
"Could he really still be alive after all of this time?" asked Afrenia.
"Possibly. But after what happened at Ravendelve, I do not think it wise to accept anything as it first appears. I'm glad it will be Lord Korax and not I that must try to see the truth of it."